What up, my little biscuits? This is a little itty-bitty update, an explanation, really, about some funkiness in your Bridgesheet feed. I have been shaving down this bit of music and a little monologue thing for a contest I'm entering that Rode is putting on, R-O-D-E. Rode is an audio company, mostly microphones, makes some really awesome gear. They're based out of Australia. Which makes them a little more beloved by me because, as anyone who knows, old Hoss knows, I'm a bit of an Austrophile. Good eye, Mike. Is it lame that I'm entering a competition simping for new audio gear, as the kids say? Well, I'm very poor and not much of a job haver at the moment. I might be a blood giver soon. I know I keep talking about that, but I have picked up some new guitar students recently. I have three guitar students down here on the swamp.
Way down upon the swamp. Way down upon the swamp. Way down upon the swamp. Way down upon the swamp. Oh, won't you tell me very confidentially? Way down upon the swamp.
The bottom line is the first 7 or 8 winners of this Rode competition get some awesome microphones, which would be great to have since I'm planning to start doing in-person interviews soon, as often as possible, with the pandemic sort of winding down and whatnot. And my mic I use is not really broadcast quality, more of a stage vocal mic. I equalize it in post to get it sounding decent. But the big game changer that the first few winners of the contest get is this thing called the Rodecaster Pro, which is like $600. I would never buy it on my own, as if I could.
I don't mean I'd never buy it on my own because I don't want the Rodecaster Pro real bad. I do want it real bad, and if I had one, I'd squeeze every last possible drop of usefulness and creative inspiration out of it. But I say I'd never buy it on my own because I don't have any money and I can't imagine myself having $600 extra to buy a thing ever. That's how it is when you're broke. Having money to buy things seems like a far-off dream. Hey, for today's robot voice, I decided to use Lee, which is a male Australian robot voice, you know, because Rode is an Australian company. Maybe now I'll win.
Which is this big console that would essentially allow me to produce episodes live, making me have to do way less post-production stuff, allowing me to produce new episodes much faster, program in music stings, sound effects, just really speed up my process and give me this whole new sandbox to play in and keep making this podcast weirder and more chaotic. The contest has judges, but one of the big prize packages is a voter's choice thing. So I'll drop a link to where you can go vote for me in this episode description on all my social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at Hoss_Bossman. Appreciate it if you do that. I know, like, I've seen competitions where, like, bands and stuff are in these, like, competitions to win shit, and when, like, real gear or real money, real worth stuff is on the line, like, they'll, you know, make a virus or something, I don't know, fake email accounts and bullshit algorithm, I don't know, I'm not gonna do that, but that's why I'm not, like, you know, banking on, you know, people cheat on those People's Choice Award things, so I don't have a lot of faith in it, I guess, is why, but, you know, vote for me still, I would appreciate that very much, you know, it's your boy Hoss here, I love you. But yeah, the contest has judges. One of the big prize packages is the voter's choice thing. Drop a link for that. All my social media, I'm Hoss_Bossman on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Again, Hoss_Bossman. Or at www.hoss.fun, of course. But the contest is a podcasting thing. Like, I made this 2-minute mini podcast episode for it. I tried to make something I thought people making or judging a, like, podcasting competition would dig. So it's about, like, creativity and art. So, you know, made some original music for it. It was fun. Get all cleaned up and whatnot. It's, like, very it's all deliberate. I guess I could say it's like a spoken word piece. I think it turned out pretty cool. Like, so I'm gonna drop the anchor ad in this episode in a sec, just to get some penny dollars, penny cents out of this thing, this system that's slowly dying before us. And then I'm gonna debut that contest submission for all you sheetheads. But I'm also gonna post it as its own episode right now. So that's why there's another 2-minute episode right next to this one. It's just for the submission thing to Anchor. It's fun. I'm hoping to start teaching again in August, so I'm going to switch up my workflow, put out the interviews a little more raw, start banking some now, and I thought this 2-minute episode I made for this contest would be a cool episode one for a like special season 2, like a spinoff podcast, or maybe make it a Patreon perk for a while or something. I don't know. But I'm calling the project You're a Creator. And I want to make it frequently release highly digestible minisodes, microsodes, really. 2 to 5 minutes each, in which I get prompts and ideas for ways of making stuff. Debut like demos of my songs and other little weird audio art and comedy and projects and shit. If that's something y'all would be interested in, that is, I'll do that. I don't know if I want to do it on the Breadsheet feed or just like start a new podcast or whatever, but getting too big for my britches here. Let's just enter this contest. Why don't we? I'm working on a legit Breadsheet minisode right now, which I'll have out in a few days. Then I got some amazing guests coming up real soon. Like, as promised, here's that anchor ad, then the contest entry, then I guess I can drop a few songs or something. I guess I can do whatever I want, huh? Yeah, that's the point, yeah. Oh, a new Haas YouTube video about it's being edited right now. Gonna be pretty meat and potatoes, easy target stuff, but you know, that propaganda video kind of took a lot out of me. Thanks to everyone for the kind words on that one, sharing it and such. I love doing that song review analysis kind of commentary stuff, and I love propaganda with all my soul, so that really means a lot. So let me know if you want more of that. I'm Haas_Bossman on Twitter and Instagram, patreon.com, and you know, Haas.fun. All right, I love you all, and here's that. Did this make sense at all? I don't know. It's late at night. I've been obsessing over this thing because I really want to win this gear, because it would be like a game changer and would make podcasting really up my game and do stuff faster. And also, I could do like live streaming applications and it's the possibilities are endless, as I say in this thing you're about to hear. Ever read a story, heard a song, watched a YouTube video, listened to a podcast, looked at a painting, watched a cartoon even, and said, wow, how did they come up with that? What if I told you that you could come up with that? Well, not that exactly, whatever it was. I mean, maybe, but there is something inside you, probably something else, your own thing, that'll make someone else go, wow, how did they come up with that? It's not a cliche. You have ideas, you have opinions, you have a story, and you deserve to have your brain thoughts heard. Did you know that the only way anything's ever been made in the history of humankind is that someone decided to make a thing and then made the thing? My fake name is Haas Bossman. I've had an insatiable impulse to create and explore for as long as I can remember, and you and I are unfathomably lucky to be living in a time when we have more tools. No, not tools. This isn't work. It's art. No, it's fun. We're lucky to have these instruments of technology to help us realize our imaginations. Regardless of the topic or means, if you have brain thoughts and access to a computational device of some kind, you can start right now. Oh, and if nobody's listening or watching or reading or whatever, don't let that discourage you. Keep building. And as long as you're having fun, it'll infect your audience. Doing something new and or different always feels awkward. There will always be doubters and haters trying to subtract from the goodness in the universe. And the best thing you can do to save humankind is add to the goodness with whatever's rattling around in your brain. I'm a musician. Been writing songs for a very long time. Matter of fact, I wrote and recorded the original music you're hearing right now. also love to talk, write, learn, teach, sing, film, record, edit. I'm not amazing at any one of those things, but I've combined them together to make stuff that only I can make. And the first step to creating something is bringing a brain thought from inside your head to outside your head, whether it's completely original or building upon or commenting on someone else's creation. Tune in next time and we'll get into some details. The possibilities are endless, but the only way to discover them is to start putting what's inside your head into the world for others to experience. Now get out there and emanate healing light, whatever that means to you, and eventually you'll earth the universe.